affirmations are boring. What? Yeah. Affirmations are boring. My, my, my. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, saying, affirmations are boring as the absolute philosopher. Herb, what a bunch of nonsense for you to say affirmations are boring. Well, they are. Affirmations are the most boring thing in the world, if we let them. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. It's a beautiful day, as they say in Southern California, or in Arizona, really. They say in Arizona, it's just another bright, sunny day in Arizona, another day of sunlight, of sunlight, of sunlight, because of all the days in the year, almost 365, how many days are there in the year? 365? My goodness. And of that, 361, maybe two, are bright and sunny days. Another bright sunny day in Arizona. My goodness, how boring. That's what we say, isn't it? How boring, go to work, come home. How boring, sit in the living room, read the newspaper, watch television. How boring, it's Saturday night, time to go out and have a party. How boring, we eat breakfast, we eat dinner, we eat lunch, we eat any meal at all, and we say, how boring. The food is so boring, we put salt and pepper on it. Everything is boring, boring. Everything is just sort of, yeah, why bother? And this is what life is all about. Life exists as a boring thing, and it's up to you, and it's up to me, to take the condiments and put it on our boring life, to spring our life to life, to spring our meals to life in our mouth. So we're eating a bland supper with ordinary potatoes and veggies, and it doesn't taste too good. So we take a little salt and pepper, just a wee bit, and we sprinkle it on there. And all of a sudden, that tincture, that wee bit of salt and pepper, makes the potatoes and the veggies spring to life. So then we start looking around for other type of condiments, other type of spices that might make our meals more particularly beautiful. And as we do this, we soon learn to forget what the potatoes taste like by themselves. We forget what the veggies taste like without any spices on them. We forget how meat would be without meat sauce or without ketchup or mustard or something of that nature to put on there. We forget. Oh, we want to chop up the onions and chop up all the other veggies and the mushrooms and so forth and cook them all together with lots of butter and make a wonderful dinner. Oh my, how beautiful that is. Oh, nothing boring about that. Yes, it is. It is 1,000,000% boring after you've done it often enough. And pretty soon you're looking for other spices, you're looking for other condiments, you're looking for other things to make your life, to make your food, to make your experiences less boring. You're looking for thrills in life. You're looking for all sorts of things to make your life less boring. But now, I would like to take you to my hermitage here in the mountains of Southern California. I live in a hermitage. It's a one-room building. It has windows on all sides. It is a very lovely one-room building. It has everything in it anyone could ever want to have to live their life in a very meaningful way. I have my communication systems, my telephones, my cell phones. I have my computer. I have all the things that I could want. I have telephone, radio. I have music boxes. I have the symphony orchestras. I have on my iPhone and my iPod and all these things. My goodness, I got everything. And what do I do? What do I do? I take a time when I know none of these things are going to be ringing or zinging or talking to me, and I leave them turned off. They're available. People can call even though they're turned off. But I leave them turned off, and I sit in a very comfy chair. It rocks a little bit, and I can put my feet up on the hassock, and I look out my window, and I see the mountains, and I see the hills, I see the beautiful plants around my house. I see all in divine order. And then I look within, I close my eyes, and I let myself see the peace within me. And when I see that peace, I just feel so content, so relaxed. Then I feel one as and with the world. I feel I like me. I feel, oh, everything is so good. I feel so cuddly inside of me. Right inside of my own head, inside of my own body. Rex sits on the Davenport next to me, quietly breathing, quietly being there, being inobtrusive. I don't even know he's there. I know it, but I don't know it. My furniture, my fun things that are in the Hermitage are all around me, and I know it, but I don't know it. And I go into this inner peace, this inner quietness, this inner self, where I find myself. And as I go into that inner realm, I'm at peace. I'm at peace. And I go deeper and deeper, if I can use that term. I go further away from my world on the outer, and I embrace my world on the inner. And I find in my world on the inner, I find, oh, such a contentment. I don't even know my body is on me. I don't even know I have eyes to see or ears to hear. I don't even know that the world around me exists. For I only know the world within me. And I am so content, I am so at one with the world within me. I'm in a state of bliss, and I'm in a state of peace, I'm in a state of absolute quietude, absolute relaxation, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Now I forget that I'm breathing, I forget that I'm thinking, I forget that I exist, and I forget me. And I am oneness as all. And as I'm oneness at all, oneness as all, I am so content. And then after a while, I come back to my Hermitage. For truly, I've been away. I come back, and I think to myself, what a glorious place I have here. What a marvelous home I have. What a marvelous vibration exists in my Hermitage. What a marvelous vibration exists on the acreage here of the Absolute Monastery. What a marvelous vibration exists at the University of Healing here, where all is peace and all is goodness and all is right action and all is truth. And then I return to my daily activities. And the first letter I read is from a student that says, affirmations are boring. I think to myself, I have just returned from the infinite, and it's not boring. Oh my, no. I have just returned from my being one as all, and it is far from being boring. And then I read their letter, and their letter says, to say I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, gets so boring. Well, that's maybe true. But when I say I like me, I say with all my love, with all my unconditional love, with all my joy, with all my fantastic feeling of goodness, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I fall in love with me, and I fall in love with my body and my mind and my spirit and my soul and myself. I say, oh God, do I like me, do I like, oh, I like me, I like me. Herb, you are crazy. Yes, isn't it wonderful? And it's far from boring. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Oh-wee! I walk the pathways around the university campus here. And as I walk these miles and miles of campus every single day, it takes about an hour for me to make the full circuit that I want a path. And I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, wowee! Nothing boring about that, I assure you. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Up goes my chin, out goes my chest, in goes my tummy, back goes my shoulders, and I am trucking along there, and Rex is looking at me and he's saying, you bet you are, Dad, you bet you are. And the world is saying, you bet you are, Herb, you bet you are. And all the trees smile at me, and all the bushes smile at me, and the pathway is clear and beautiful under my feet, and everything, the air is glorious, and I feel fresh and vigorous. And I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Wow! Boring. How could affirmations be boring when you put your heart and soul into them? When you live them vitally, dynamically, and joyously? Oh my God! Goodness, goodness, goodness. Oh, yes. People say to me, Herb, I like it when you lead the out-of-body journeys because it's so exciting. You have such great adventures that you take us on. Herb, I like it when you speak your affirmation for us, when you speak the truth for us, when you pray with us, and you say, speak the words, and we feel just so vital and dynamic and alive. That's right. Herb, there's nothing boring about your statements of truth. Well, that's an affirmation. Statement of truth is an affirmation. That's right. Every statement of truth is an affirmation. And every time I make a statement of truth, I'm making an affirmation. And that affirmation is my reality, my life, my being, who and what I am, and it is good and very good. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, my goodness sakes. Affirmations are boring? Oh, they're only boring for people who are not really into it. They think that speaking words like, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, is an affirmation. Well, that is just a repetitive statement. It's like saying 2 times 2 is 4, so you learn the principle. And then, once you learn the principle, then the principle is easy, so easy to conduct. Once you learn to say, I like me, and you say it so easily, then it trips off your tongue as the truth about yourself at all times. You look at a dog chasing a cat, and you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And pretty soon the cat stops, and the dog catches up to the cat, and the dog licks the cat's ear, and the cat says, that was fun, wasn't it? Let's do it again. I like the chase. This is and instead of me thinking the dog wants to chase the cat because the dog is angry at the cat, that's the game they're playing. They're having fun. Oh, all of life is fun. It's a matter of me with my right attitude. It's a matter with me of having a thrill in everything I do. And knowing that all is good and very good, and all is only good and very good. And not only, because there's no only. All is good. All is God. All is. And I am all. And how wonderful that is. Oh, how wonderful that is. Affirmations are boring? Not on your tintype. Remember, get excited and live it. I love you. I love you. I love you.